So actually, I have there's a fascinating topic which is very negiah to us these days. Really, it's a halacha lemaisa for every week regarding maftir, and how's maftir come about, and a specific halacha that really usually we don't deal with it, because usually, you know, if we have a minyan, so you have more than seven people go up to the Torah. So we don't have this halacha that we're going to get to it. We'll deal with it today. But in order to get to that halacha, which we're dealing with more in practice these days, So in order to get to the halachas of maftir, let's start first of all with a preview of how did maftir haftarah come about. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Megillah, the Chof Gimel tells us, there's basically a discussion. The Gemara tells us, Ibailu maftir marshiyal leminyan shiva. Is maftir one of the seven crew? We know in Shabbos you have to have seven aliyas. Can maftir be one of them or not one of them? Meaning, do we have seven plus a maftir? Or we have seven including a maftir? So the Gemara brings a machlokes. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, ma'aba, chada, ma'oile, chada, ma'ein oile. Says the Gemara, ma'ando, ma'oile, da'akari. Why should he not be? He's one of the seven. Ma'ando, ma'ein oile, kedu'ulo, domo'ulo, mipima, maftir, benovi, tzorich, she'ikra, batur, etchilo. Why someone does haftarah always have to have a maftir? Pnei kavod Torah. Kavod Torah. So Gemara says, meaning what? In order to have haftarah, so the Rashi brings this idea of kavod Torah. We have haftarah. What is haftarah? Haftarah means you lay in the haftarah, because it used to be, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, that when they had a gzeira not to have kriyas haTorah. So instead of kriyas haTorah, they had haftarah. Now, once they brought back kriyas haTorah, so they left haftarah in place, but they wanted to show that haftarah is on the same level of kriyas haTorah. So in order to lay haftarah, they gave the person who's laying haftarah to read also the Torah, to show that haftarah is a tafel to the Torah. Navi is tafel to the Torah. That's what Rashi says. Shaloya kovet Torah kovet Navi shavi. That's what it is. So Gemara says that's what we have a maftar. So therefore it says Gemara, that's what Gemara that says maftar is now one of the kruim. It's just an addition. You have shiva kruim, plus you have a maftar for the haftarah. That's what the Gemara brings. So then he's discussed over here, well, we have la'alacha. What's the la'alacha? The la'alacha Shulchan Aruch is, to the mice at the end of the day, we pasken l'chumra bolshitis. What does it mean, pasken l'chumra bolshitis? Meaning, we really pasken la'alacha that the maftar could be one of the kruim. We do. But in Shabbos, you can add as many kruim as you want. So why have exactly shiva kruim and not more? Therefore, we do Shiva Kruim plus a Maftir, and you eat all the Shitas. You have Shiva Kruim, and the Maftir is an additional one. But in days that you're not allowed to add one more Kriya, for example, on a weekday. On a weekday, we have a halacha, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, you have to have three Kruim, if they have three Aliyas, you cannot add anyone. So if I have a Maftir doing the week, meaning, for example, a tiny Tzibur, I have a Maftir, the Maftir has to be one of the three. Can't be an additional one. Why? Because Meikar, do we pass him after, is one of them. But because we can add Aliyahs as much as we want, so therefore in Shabbos we do 7 plus 1. But really, Maftir should be one of them. If you could, you just add one. If you can't add another one like during the week, then Maftir becomes one of the three. That's the halacha, brother Shulchan Aruch. Simon Reish Pei Base. Sif Hei, that's the halacha. Sif Dal, sorry, Sif Dal, Lalal. So because we have, that's where we have the minhag is, you have Shiva Kruim, you have a Kaddish, and then you have a Maftir. Now, the Taz tells us a little bit later that the reason why we do Kaddish between the Kriya and the Maftir is because of this reason. Because now, when we're reading the Torah, we're really Shiva Kriyim, you're Yitzhak Mitzvah. So why do we do Maftir? Just to show that the Haftarah is not so Chashuv. Meaning the Haftarah is not as the Torah. So I read a little bit of the Torah before, but it's not part of the Kriya. So therefore, I do Kaddish to show the Kriya, Kaddish ends the Kriya's Torah. Because it's finished. Then, after I do Kaddish, then I do the Maftir and Haftarah. That's the meaning that we have, that's the simple idea that we have every week. Shiva Kruim, Kaddish ends a Kriya, Maftir an additional one for the Haftarah. Gevald. Now, comes the following halacha. Shaila is like this. What happens, with the Shulchan Aruch that I'm going to discuss, is what happens if the Shvi is the guy who's doing the maftir. The Shri's guy who's doing the maftir. So the Ramah says the following line. We start with the Ramah, then go to Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Avim lo yamar kaddish, he didn't do kaddish yet. And the Shvi is the one doing the maftir. Yaftir mishol l'shvi im yodea, and that's it. Meaning what? So the Rishakim explained, you don't do maftir then. If the Shvi is the one who is going to do the after two, so then when you finish the Pasha, instead of going back and reading a maftir, you do the after right after. You do the after right after, adding a maftir. That's what says the Ramah. Now let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Im lo nimtze mishir de'a la'aftir lechon mo'isim sholi kos b'tayro. There's nobody to do the maftir except someone who already got the aliyah. So then what? If you already did kaddish, then you have to do another kriya of maftir. If you did kaddish, you have to do maftir. If you didn't do kaddish, if the shvi is the one going up, you don't do kaddish. You don't. You just go straight to the after. That's what Shulchan Aruch Ramah says. What does it mean? So Shulchan Aruch Ramah spoke about a case that you speak about it in shul, especially a pihikar to mihikar. Then you have to do aftar from a navi. The actual meaning a navi from a klaf, not from a sefer. So if someone doesn't know how to do aftar, what should he do? So if the shvi is the one who could do the aftar, he should lane. Says the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. When he finishes laning, he will get the aftar without a maftir. And he won't do Kaddish in between. That's what he should do. By the way, adds the book of Avraham, do Kaddish after the after. You do Kaddish after the after. Why? Because the Kaddish goes in Kriya Satoyah. The Kaddish is basically end the Kriya Satoyah. So you end the Kriya Satoyah here, you don't stop in the middle. So you do Kaddish after the after. Why don't I do Kaddish before the after? Because I can't do after without a Kriya Satoyah, as we learned before. Because of the design of the Torah. What I don't want to show the after the same level of the Torah. So whenever I do Haftarah, it needs to be attached to a Torah. So usually I have a Maftir and then I read Haftarah. But if the Shvi is the one doing it, so if the Shvi is the one doing it, you do it right after, you attach it together. You do the Kaddish right after Haftarah. That's what the Ramah tells us. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but what happens if you did do a Kaddish? You actually said the Kaddish. So what do you do then? So then you have to get somebody to do the Aliyah after that, in order to do the Haftarah with the Kriya Satoyah. So what we learned over here for now is what? In order to do Haftarah, it needs to be attached to Kriya Satoyah. You cannot have Haftarah stand alone. So if you did Kaddish, you must read the Torah again, and you have to do an Haftarah. But if the Shvi is the one doing it, so then what happens? The Shvi is going to one who's going to read Haftarah right after. That's what's brought down in the Halacha Mefirsh. That's the Firsh, Shulchan Aruch Ramah. The Shvi does it, you do after right after. If you have a Kriya, if you do a Kaddish, then you have to read the Torah again. Very good. So now we come to the situation we are right now. What's the problem? We have a Kriya Satoyah. Kriya Satoyah, without going now into the discussion, if people that are not next to the Torah can do a Aliyah or not. The place can discuss it. Many places can agree that what? That the Aliyah cannot be done unless someone is right next to the Sefer Torah. So you open the Sefer Torah, and who's laying the Sefer Torah? So basically, in the minyan that we have now, we have two options. Either is one person laning all the aliyahs, and he's laning, and he's taking all the aliyahs for himself, the seven aliyahs. Or he's dividing it between him and his family. So let's take these two cases. Case number one person is reading all the aliyahs. He's getting all the aliyahs. And that case is a clear black and white in the Ramah. If the person who's doing Shvi is getting the Haftarah, so there's no question that what? That you don't do a Kaddish after the Kriya Satoyah. You don't do a Maftir, because the Maftir is only to have a Kriya next to Haftarah. But here I am right away. So I do Kriya Satoyah, and then I do the Haftarah right after. No Kaddish in between, do Kaddish after, because Kaddish goes to Kriya Satoyah. And I do the Haftarah right after if that guy reads it. By the way, the Kaddish going after the is going on Kriya Satoyah. This is the Brigadol brings right away. Why do we do a Kaddish after Ashrei in Musaf when we have Shachris Musaf in a regular Shabbos? So we have Shachris, we do Kriya Satoyah, we do a Kaddish. Then we do Yom Kippur Kan, Avarachamim, Ashrei, another Kaddish. The other Kaddish goes in Ashrei. Not in the Kriyas Torah. So they have two Kaddishim. One Kaddish in Kriyas Torah. Another Ashrei. That's one of the issues they have in Halacha, to have a Drusha of the Rabbi between Ashrei and Kaddish. Because you need to have the Kaddish right after Ashrei, because the Kaddish and Ashrei connect together. So that's one of the issues. It's about them. They have a Hefsek. What do we do? Do we lay back Ashrei? Some shuls have the Ashrei after the Drusha in order to connect the Kaddish to the Ashrei. A separate point to think about. But that's what you have. If the Shmi is reading, you do Haftarah, you do Kaddish after clearly. Now what happens if you have a few people? So let's say you have a father and two sons. Most boys can agree, you do father, two sons, you do the Aliyahs. You do a father, son number one, son number two. Father, son number one, son number two. The father's getting Shvi. What to do then? Should you do a Kaddish and give a maftir to one of the sons that got already Aliyah? Or the father is reading Shvi, he should do the Haftarah without having a maftir in between. What do you do in that case? So let's go back one step. We said before that when a person lanes, he's the one, Shvi, he should not do maftir, he should do Haftarah right after. Why is that so? So the Ramah says a line. The Ramah says, V'im yashachem shiyodun haftir, if anybody else could do Haftarah, lo yaftir mishol akvar. Try to avoid to give a double aliyah to the same person. Meaning the same guy will get two aliyahs and one kriyas haTorah. That's the source of this whole problem. Meaning that we should try to give eight aliyahs to eight different people. That's the Ikar Din. Seven aliyahs to seven kruim, one aliyah for the maftir. We should try to avoid giving a double aliyah for one guy. So therefore, that's what the Ramah tells us. If the Shvi is laning, don't give him a maftir, because then he's getting a double kriya. If it's going to be double, we don't want to give double. Do after or right after. That's what says the Ramah. Why don't you want to give a double aliyah to the same person? What's the reason? So here we have a big machlek is the Levush and the Leir Rabba. The Levush says the reason why you don't want to give a double aliyah is because of bracha levatala. Giving a double aliyah, that's a bracha levatala, that's too much. Just going to share the screen over here with the Olam to see the Levush. The Levush tells us, the Levush over here in Simur Reish Pei Beis, the Levush tells us, he brings the concept, Omer Kaddish, Yaftir, Mishol, L'Shvi, L'Achron, in Yodea, Pein Tzach, L'Zoy, Kostu, Shlar, read it again. Vimyet, maybe I'll make it a little bigger, if you guys can see. He says, Vimyesh, Achayrim, Babai, Sekneset, Yodin, Laftir, Lo Yaftir, Mishol, L'Achron, don't do the same person again. Then lama yevarech barikas atoyer pa'amayim sheloi behechrech. So the Levush says, you're not supposed to lay the Torah twice, to go twice. Try to avoid it. That's what the Levush says. So on the Levush, you have over here two pirushim. One is the Mabushi Yamta and one is the Arab. And they both argue on the Levush. And basically, they say that who says you can't get to Aliyah, the same person? We do find a person getting two aliyahs. What's a classic example of a person getting two aliyahs? A kohen. If you have a kohen in shul and you don't have a levi, the kohen gets two aliyahs. So you see, it's not that's a gefelech to have two aliyahs with the same person. So therefore, what's the problem to have a mafti after? Says the Mabushiyam Tevli Rabba, the only reason we prefer the mafti to be to another person is because we want to do what's called The more the better. The more people involved in Kriyas HaTorah, the better. I don't have a problem to lay in the Kriyas HaTorah, another to do two aliyahs to the same person. But the more the better. The more the merrier. So therefore, I tell the guy, try to avoid doing the Haftarah right away. Try to do, you should not be the one doing the Haftarah. Give it to somebody else. That's what we say. So l'chore, based on the Levush and Rabba, this will be the Hafkimin in our case. When I have a father's reading Ashri, he could give his son, who already got an Aliyah, a Maftir, or skip the Maftir. What should he do? According to the Levush holds that you do not give a person, you try to avoid giving multiple Aliyahs to the same person. Now obviously, doing the Kriyas HaTorah, you have no choice. You have a father and two sons, each one is getting at least two Aliyahs. Because if not, you're not going to have Shiva Kurim. Shiva Kurim is a din of the Gemara. You have to have Shiva Kurim. There's no way out of it. But Maftir, you don't have to have, as we started. The only reason you have maftir is only not to avoid giving cover to the haftarah. But if I'm attaching the haftarah to the shviya, I can avoid maftir. So according to Levush, that I'm trying to avoid giving two aliyahs to the same person, more than one aliyah to the same person. So here, when the father's ready shvi, don't give aliyah to somebody who already got aliyah. Go straight to the haftarah. But according to the Maharishi Yamtali or Rabba, the reason I try to avoid it is not because giving two aliyahs to the same person. It's just because you want to be involved with others, and let other people be involved. But in this case, I cannot let other people be involved. So here's one can argue that probably better to do the Iker Tekano, the Gemara, that I want to be Yaitse both Shivas. Again, going back to the beginning of the Shir. Why do I have Shiva Kurim and then a Maftir? Because I want to Yaitse the Mandama that I hold, so you need to have that Maftir is now one of the Kurim, even though we don't pass an Halach like him. Not Batani Sibur, not Bacholamoyed. But still, we try to go with both Shitas. So I want to have seven Kurim plus a Maftir, if I could. According to the Abba Mamushiyantim, I have no problem to have double. So according to them, the father should give his son to do maftir, then do haftarah. Not so many places can say, Rav Stern in the sheet that he sent out, he also put in there to do that, that if you have multiple people giving aliyah, so the son should have you should give a maftir, you should not do the kaddish after the haftarah, but you should do a kaddish after the shvi, and give a maftir, and then haftarah, that's the chur comes out from the Mamushiyantim and Eliyahu Rabba. And anybody who wants more details about it should go to the Rav to speak to him directly. But that's the concepts of Haftarah. That's the background, how all these things come together. Because Maftir is just for the Haftarah. The Kaddish is really to do a separation. If he's one guy reading the Torah, that's what's clear. If one guy is reading the Torah, there's no question. You don't do Maftir. This is halacha that not many people know. One person is getting all the aliyahs, so when he ends Shvi, he does Haftarah, he doesn't do Maftir. He doesn't do Kaddish. He goes straight from the Shvi to Haftarah and does the Kaddish afterwards. Pesei Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyach for everybody for coming. What's the question? The question is, how can you say that aliyah is not necessary, right?
You mean
in a case that a guy is doing the Shvi? In a case that a guy is doing, that's a great shot, I don't know. That's a good question. In the case that the person is laning the Sheva Kruim, and now it's also Rosh Chodesh, so he has to lane Rosh Chodesh. So then he probably will have to do that extra aliyah. There's a very big discussion, when I was learning the Sugya, you see over here, there's a big discussion, if the Maftir should be the one laning the Rosh Chodesh, Or it should be part of the aliyahs. Some hold it should be part of the aliyahs, and then the maftir should go back to the original thing. The Mogen Avraham brings over here, and it could be that maybe that will be. I don't know if that will be a solution. It's a. Yeah, that maybe, but that I don't know. So it's a great shaila. The same guy. I mean, we don't have a Baruch Hashem this year because Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. Yeah, you're probably right. L'chura, according to the Levush, you want to try an Avush, you should do that in the Maftir. Yeah. That will be totally in that. Very good. Because the Mogen Avraham brings over here, he says if someone doesn't, read it outside, he said, Yesh shnoi agim b'yon shivotzim shnei sifri Torah, likra shiva b'seva rishon, seva sheni echot, v'am maftir choyze v'koreh b'arishon. In other words, you don't do the Maftir or Shkodesh like we do. You do maybe eight aliyahs. You do seven aliyahs. You do the eight aliyah as a tosefes, and then you do maftir going back to the first pasha. So it could be that that's the reason because you don't make it as a maftir, which is an extra. I don't know. I have to think about it. It's a good point. Very good point. Okay, shkara, everybody. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Kol Tov.